the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, Desire of Ages, and we'll look at this in a later study, says that a tower is a church. And the tower of the flock can also be understood in context as Christ. But here we see, and thou, O tower of the flock, O church of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion. A daughter is the offspring, the final generation, the final generation of Zion, the last people, the remnant. And the stronghold of the remnant is their church. And this church, the tower of the flock, the stronghold, unto thee and the people of the church, what's going to come is the first dominion. This kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. What's the first dominion? What's the kingdom? It's the covenant that was first given at Mount Sinai. It includes many things, but one of the things I want to emphasize here in relation to our study at this time is what Christ is saying is at the end, he is going to reestablish, although that's the word that comes to my mind, his church. He's going to take people from within his church that he's describing here as halted, afflicted, driven out. He's going to make them the remnant. And to the church is going to come the first dominion. It's going to come the covenant that was given at Sinai the first time. And this covenant included a theocracy. And it's in this understanding that we see when Sister White says, during the latter rain time period, during the Sunday law testing time period, the Lord will take the work into his own hands. The church at that time will be directed as it was directed in Pentecost. And this isn't opposing the idea of organization. God is a God of organization. But at that time, the Lord is once again going to take the work into his own hands. And that was the design of the first covenant back in Sinai, a theocracy where the Lord had organization back at that time, but he was the one that was to be looked to until Israel chose a king. Continuing on. Now why dost thou cry aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselors perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered, and the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her